This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 1/12/2021. This is show number 186. Well, Nick, markets, is it Toxic Tuesday? What's going on here?
Well, we had a down day yesterday, so I don't know if today's a Toxic Tuesday. It's kind of a flat Tuesday. We could call it that. Earlier, we did have a mixed tape out here, but now everything's kind of in the green. The one bright spot today is the Russell 2000. Again, that's trading up over 1%. And the Russell's been a powerhouse. That represents small cap companies in the United States. As long as the Russell holds up, things are fine in stock land.
All right. So about the Russell and all that, are we just getting one last sucker rally here, or is this the real deal?
I think everything before it peaks out goes into what we call a parabolic move. And we've seen that in almost everything, including gold. When gold went up in August, had that big parabolic move. And I said, you know, this thing's getting tired. But we're seeing that now on every front. So I think what I'd like to call this market is borrowed time. I think that's what we're on.
Borrowed time? Okay.
That's it.
I think that's pretty good. So the question is, the time is going to run out, and then the piper is going to have to be paid, isn't he?
That's right. And that's ultimately what will happen. And, you know, nothing goes up in a straight line. When you do make those parabolic patterns, you're going to get big moves on the opposite side. Hence that song, what goes up must come down, the wheels spinning round and round. That's exactly what we're seeing now. So we're getting that big up move, and then we'll get a nice correction soon.
All right, and again, we're going to be watching the spiders, the S&P spiders, for peak volume and a decline, right?
Yeah, you watch for reversal days. You see if there's volume that supports the reversal. If you got that, that's a good indication that you better start running for cover.
Okay, and once we see it, but then we need a confirmation day, right?
Sure, you always want to see follow through. You always have to see market leaders top out. There's so many different things that I look at. I couldn't possibly go through them all, in a short podcast like this. But yeah, there's lots of different signals that the market will give you. It always gives you clues. It never abandons you completely. The people that are caught most off guard are the people that don't follow the charts. It's more important now to understand charts more than ever at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of indicators, but that one really served us well last March. Actually, it started towards mid to end of January. And you think that'll be the one that sounds the clarion call, the alarm this time?
Well, it usually does. You know, they don't always come in the same form or shapes or sizes, but generally, you're going to get an indication. You're going to get some clues out there. And that's, what I always tell, that's what I do. I'm just really an investigator of price action. And everyone needs to realize the charts will tell you what you need to know. You watch it because it's really the footprint of human nature. And it comes out in the form of a pattern or some type of shape. And when you see those formations and you see them accompanied by high volume reversal days, distribution days, some people will call it, and then you look at market leaders. I mean, there's so many different things you put together. It gives you a good indication of when the party's over. But right now, looks like the party's still going on.
Hey, well, let the vodka flow then, I guess.
That's right.
Hey, so alternate energy stocks have been on a tear, obviously political reasons, because the political elite has lined up behind alternative energy. But the fact of the matter is, I think the electric car, regardless what the government does at this point, the EV is the future. Nothing is going to change that. is this a flash in the pan, a flash in the plug, if you will? what's your take on it?
Well, right now we're getting these parabolic moves. And, you know, if you look at anything alternate energy, you could look at the ETF for the solar stocks or alternate energy stocks. It's called the TAN, T-A-N. And this has gone parabolic. But today we got a stock out there called Plug Power. And this stock used to be, if you just go back in the beginning of 2020, a $2 stock. Now it's trading at $62 a share. So basically from March when it was $2 a share till now, this thing has gone up $60. And when I see something like that, you get a parabolic move. This is as parabolic as I've seen out there. This is much, much more than Tesla or anything else. You know, we're getting long in the tooth here, and this party, you know, I think is almost over. So I would be very, very careful here. I'm not saying it can't go up a little higher. Sometimes these things can go higher than most people expect. But when I see those kind of charts where they're almost they look like the Statue of Liberty or even the Empire State Building in this case, you better be a little bit on guard and start protecting your trade. But point I'm trying to make here with stocks like this is that this is what we call, you know, a good ending signal for things that will retreat very, very soon. So be careful here. We're seeing, you know, lots of sectors. I'm not going to call it, you know, an industry group that can't go higher. But in this business, we call it a dash for trash. And we start seeing dash for trash, we start getting a little bit concerned.
Hey, so looking at Tesla EV, it's trading right now around $860 a share. After its, I think it was a 5-for-1 split that it did.
I think it was 7-for-1, but yeah. It might have been 5-for-1. I can't remember. Yeah, it was 5-for-1. I have it here. Yep, 5-for-1 split. You were correct.
Yeah, so it almost doesn't matter what the company does at this point. They've got cash. They're going to make it through whatever dislocation occurs. And their sales are going up in the face of the industry sales, which are going down. So I'm not saying, do you buy Tesla at $860 a share? Cause that's kind of absurd. But, what you were saying, as far as pointing to tops and parabolic moves, clearly this one's as parabolic as it gets.
Absolutely. And it's just another alternate energy stock that is running up into the Joe Biden inauguration. And, there's an old saying in this business, buy the rumor, sell the news. I think you got to be real careful right now. And then if we get into a Joe Biden inauguration on the 20th, you know, these things could be, all of them could be, you know, potential sell-off candidates.
Yeah, because the story is always better than the reality, right?
Yeah, well, you got to remember, I'll give you a great example of buy the rumor, sell the news. There was a company, it's still around, Sirius Satellite Radio. Now it's XM sure. Satellite Radio. The stock was a dog for a long, long time, and all of a sudden started to really catch fire and it was catching a big bid. And then the news came out that Howard Stern, the disc jockey, was going to join the company, and everybody jumped on. The day that news was announced was the high. And, you know, that's a perfect example of buy the rumor, sell the news. And the market is always smarter than the individual. That's why we watch charts, and that's why everybody should be paying attention to these patterns. And again, if you don't know them, learn them. Start to learn them now, because there are many out there right now that you need to worry about.
All right. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's just touch gold. Silver took a hit, consolidated, appears to have found resistance or support, I should say, resistance to the downside, support to the upside.
Support to the downside, resistance to the upside.
Right. That's what I meant. So what's the picture here? Are we just in a holding pattern?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the GLD, which is the Spider Gold Trust, that's sitting on its 200-day moving average. But if that starts to go sideways here, that's going to go lower. And if you look at gold futures, which are down about $7.80 today, trading at around 1843, you have a very similar pattern. Gold futures are also sitting right on their 200-day moving average. I'm ultimately in the camp, we need one more down leg before we can wash this pattern out. And then I think gold can start to move higher. But right now, you got to be very, very careful with the metals, the precious metals, I should say. They're they're a little bit on the weaker side. You did have that big down thrust in the daily chart of gold on the 8th of January. And if we consolidate that down thrust, we'll have another leg lower.
All right. Interesting to see. Now we got a couple of questions from people I know. One of them is, do you think we're going to see another March crash?
I'm not looking for a crash like we saw in March, but I do think that a lot of the problems from 2020 are going to come to roost in 2021. So hard to say a crash. I do think you're going to have some sharp, sharp declines. I think you're going to have some big bounces. It's really going to be a trader's year. I did a special broadcast for all of my Bullseye members at the start of the year outlining a forecast. If anybody has Bullseye, I would go back and look at that and really watch that outline. But it's going to be a trader's market in 2021.
All right, so trader's market, and that means that there's no just put money into an index and watch your profits run, huh?
Definitely not. That those days are over. The buy and hold, I think, is coming to an end right now. The catalyst for the markets going higher is the central bank intervention, right? All the money that these guys print, all of this borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. But you know, at some point here, something's going to give. The credit card limit, even though it's an unlimited credit card, at some point it'll be problematic. And you know, we have rates going up right now. That is going to be an issue. There are lots of issues out here. I don't even want to get started on them, but I think some of them are going to come home to roost in 2021.
All right, and that's the next question. Real estate, this is from Bill. Real estate, has it peaked? Is it going higher? Or is it going to be better in certain places than others, blue states versus red states, or growing states versus shrinking states?
Yeah, it's a great question. The real estate chart is actually still hanging in there. So there's no real issue yet. But I happen to think when things start to hit the fan, everything is going to go lower anyway. But right now, real estate is holding up pretty well. I would not look for the enormous gains like you've had in 2020 to happen in 2021. And again, all real estate is regional. It depends on where you live. If you live in New York City, yeah, real estate's not so hot right now. If you live in Florida or Texas, real estate seems to be on fire. So, you know, you have to put it in perspective with what's going on around the country, places that are open, places that are closed. There's so much, happening. But right now, the real estate chart is still pretty good. With rates going up, that could affect real estate a little bit, but the chart's hanging in there. It is a bit parabolic on the bigger time frame, so you might have one more surge, but I wouldn't look for too much upside in real estate this year.
What's with our home builders, Nick?
Yeah, so I look at the home builders constantly, and one ETF that you, if you want to follow the home builders, which is very good, is ITB. That's the iShares Trust U.S. Home Construction ETF. And that's holding up pretty well right now. I think the upside on this is limited, though. You did put a little bit of a high in October, around October 16th. So that chart is still a good chart. There may be one more surge, but it's going to be a little bit of work to make new highs. So I wouldn't expect too much out of it, but the chart's hanging in there.
All right. I think that's real helpful. And it's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, there's no sacred cows in this market anymore. Everything can be slaughtered at a moment's notice. I think that's the biggest lesson here. In any event, go over, take a look at Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com, along with his trading record. Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Keep those comments and questions flowing. We will get to them all eventually. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.